We've got a little Rougned Odor update here, KT.
So in media availability, when asked about Rougy, this is what Chris Woodward says. I got this from Levi Weaver over at The Athletic. Someone just asked the question about Rougy, and he said, yesterday was one of the first days I saw where he got some pretty good pitches to hit, and he didn't do much with them. He goes in a swing, and I'm trying to skim through it, so I'm giving all of it here. Would you, he says, bad hitters hit home runs. Bad hitters get hits. Good hitters consistently do it.
Ooh.
They don't miss pitches that they're looking for in the zone. They may be a little late. They may be a little early. That's baseball. But consistently, good hitters put good swings on good pitches, and they do damage on them. Yesterday was the first day I saw Rougy get some pretty good pitches that he didn't do much with. And I know that they've been talking to him a little bit about some mechanical adjustments that I think he needs to dig in a little deeper on. He's been working his butt off, man. He's hearing probably things from everywhere. I'm sure people are calling him from back home. He's probably got all his family, his brothers, everyone giving him advice. And I need him to really solidify what it is he's trying to accomplish in the next little while. That'll be better for him.
Okay, this is important because, to me, they're getting ready to send him down. Do you agree?
They're preparing if he doesn't turn it around quick.
Right, but you can't, it's like you can't just, and this isn't the same, but like if, in a corporate world, you can't just fire someone out of nowhere. You have to have a trail of paperwork. You have to have had several talks with them. Being very blunt with the media, to me, is all just prepping for the moment. They're like, listen, you've seen this coming. We've talked to you. That is very clear to me. Woodward saying they're working with him on some fundamental changes. He needs to dig in deeper to those things. That means he's not seeing the changes being made. And if good pitchers are getting by and you're not doing anything with it, then to me, this is all the writing's on the wall. This is happening. If he doesn't turn it around immediately, he's going down to the minors.
What he also said, if a guy's hitting 160 in July or August, typically they don't have a spot on a big league roster.
Woo!
But in his case, I just need to see, and I think as an organization, that's what I'm saying, I need to know that there's a deep understanding of how he's going to get out of this. He needs to understand that, and I need to hear it from him, what it is he needs to fix at this point.
Because, they're not hearing it?
Because what's going on right now, it's not getting it done.
Ooh.
It's not working. I haven't given up on him, obviously. I keep playing him. I believe in him more than any player on our roster because I love who the kid is and what he represents. But at some point, he has to dig in a little bit deeper.
Oh, it's over. I mean, not over, but he's going down to the minors.
Calhoun back on the field today. I don't know if he's playing today, but back able to get on the field. Willie Calhoun's gearing up, and that just allows you to play Forsyth every day at second base or Danny Santana or whoever you want to play at second base. Willie Calhoun coming back up in probably the next 10 days, I would imagine. Yeah, Rougy better get hot like now.
He's responded before to being sent down, and he's had stretches where he's been the best player in all of baseball, even after being sent down. But as JD said on our show yesterday, you just can't continue to do that. And by the way, Shippy, will you play that audio from JD? We played it earlier where he's talking about Rougned Odor, and we asked JD about his patience with Rougy.
I do think with Rougy that there is a level of concern, in large part because this is not the first time it's happened, not the first year. It's, and you don't want to make a habit of kind of getting into these holes and having to put a program together to get out of it. Rougy's got 5 years in the league right now. He cares a ton. He works hard. It's just there's got to be a sense of urgency on our part, and I believe that there is to kind of help him. Break out of this because he's too good of a player to be performing at this level.
Rougy already has the big contract. He makes $9 million next year, $12 million the year after that, $12 million the year after that, and then there's a club buyout at like $3 or $3.5 million after that. He's getting ready to go down to the minors.
Listen to this. So what he said the other day, watching him in BP in Seattle, I saw Luis Ortiz addressing some new things to him. He was a little bit open, but he was also like, that's tough. That's tough for me to do. I've never done it that way. So that's kind of where I'm at. I need to see a little. That's why I felt like today, get him a day off. But he needs him to dig in is what he said.
Okay. So,
he's saying they're offering suggestions. He needs Rougy to meet them halfway because they're all
If you're not going to listen to the coaches to try to get you out of it and you're just going to do everything you've always done, then get ready to go play in Nashville, basically. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going down to the minors. So if you're not going to be open-minded to it, man, it's a tough spot. And everybody's pulling for Rougy. We love Rougy. We love that he punched Jose Bautista in the face. But dude, you cannot continue to put up the numbers he's putting up and be a Major League Baseball player. And if your coaches are trying to help you dig out of it and your response is, that's tough, I can't do that, I've never done that, get ready to go to the minors.
Well, he said, I don't like going down the same road over and over, taking the same batting practice, doing the same things. Let's change something up. He puts more work in than anybody. That's never been an issue. It's just now, what is the work that he's doing? I mean, it sounds like they're having a little bit of a disconnect getting him to do some of the things they want him to do.
They're going
to
get his attention when he's riding
and
on
he's
a
in
bus.
Nashville, dude.
He's going to be going riding buses to games. And it's not going to be the same.
Let's see if he'll stop by Third Man Records and bring back a couple of Wreck and Tours albums for me. That'd be good.
All right. I don't think he'll do that for you. Cowboys news roundup coming up next. All the biggest Cowboys news. We got OTAs going on. You won't miss a minute of the Cowboys news. But right now it's time for Dr. TiVo.
At my house, I got a TiVo, and you know I rocks it. Capture all the golden, then you know I watch it. Watching all my favorite television inconvenience. Flying through commercials, Dr. TiVo was a genius. At my house, I got a TiVo, and you know I rocks it. Capture all the golden, then you know I watch it. Watching all my favorite television inconvenience. Flying through commercials, Dr. TiVo was a genius. Rah, 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 rah.
So the show that we got into, I finished it over the last few days. It's 10 episodes on Netflix, and I got to admit, when I first saw the show, the trailer for it, and the cover of it, it's Christina Applegate and some other gal named Liz, and they're laying in a pool, and there's a spilled bottle of wine. I thought, hey, that looks like a show I'll never watch. And then I heard a couple people, you were one of them, say, hey, man, it's pretty good. And it's called Dead to Me. It's on Netflix. It's 10 episodes. And it's awesome. It's so damn good. So I'm not going to spoil it, but here's what happens.
Nope, don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it.
All right.
But the basic plot is.
As long as you promise not to spoil it.
Christina Applegate, Kelly Bundy, still got it. She has just lost her husband. He was hit by a car.
Spoiler.
Okay. Right? And she's at this grieving meeting, you know, and some girl, kind of creepy girl, comes up and befriends her. Well, you find out that the girl that befriends her is the one that hit her husband. And they're kind of playing that game for most of the season. And then it just gets even weirder and wilder than there. Now, the show Ozark is a show that we've promoted pretty heavily on this show. Both seasons are awesome. I found Dead to Me on Netflix, 10 episodes, 30-minute episodes. I found it to be a more ritzy, uppity version of Ozark. Ozark, you kind of get some backwoods crazy, you know, but the twists and turns, and there's money laundering, and there's covering things up. Dead to Me is the same way, but just in California wine country to me.
Okay, so I loved that tweet that you had about that. And by the way, give your Twitter account in case people aren't following. They need to be.
At KT Fun Tweets.
And KT is, as much as he deconstructs things that I like and ruins them for me, I think KT's got a great barometer for pop culture.
I'm pretty good.
Like when he tells me to watch a TV show, I'm freaking watching it. And I think it's going to be really good. If he gets his nod of approval. And he's not a Seinfeld guy. Let's get that out
Seinfeld.
There.
I do too.
No, you don't. Neither one of you guys like it.
I like it.
When Seinfeld came out, it was so hype.
Shut up. And so, yes, Dead to Me is really good. I stumbled across that. I can't remember how my wife and I found it. Really good. I binge watched it. Christina Applegate still has her fastball. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's really good. But I loved that comparison when you were making to Ozark. But Ozark is like the super dark, very just dark, dark, dark.
Even the lighting on the show is dark.
Yeah. And Dead to Me is more lighthearted, funny. And maybe it is the difference between the East Coast and the West Coast to a degree or whatever. I mean, Ozark is obviously backwoods Arkansas, but it definitely has, it doesn't have those, I don't know, it's just a darker show altogether. I love them both. And I wouldn't even necessarily make the comparison until you did. That was a good way to put it. The twists and turns are really good. It's definitely worth binge watching.
Cliffhangers.
Yeah, cliffhangers. It's one of those shows where you get to the end of an episode and you're tired. You're like, dang it, I got to watch the next one.
Yeah. And I knocked out like six of that, and then I finished the back four last night. And again, it's a show. I can't stress enough. I didn't think I would like it.
Yeah.
Like I went into it going, I'm not going to like this.
I thought the same.
So good.
Is there any other shows we should be watching? Because I'm like, I'm in void of a few shows now. I can add a few to the rotation.
Well, you're going to get Big Little Lies back from HBO. Anyone who hasn't seen Barry, I've been heavily promoting Barry. I think we both agree that Barry's probably right now the best show on TV. Coming out today on Netflix, a new series called When They See Us. And it is the story of the 1989 murder in which four African-Americans and one Hispanic male were in Central Park were accused of murder, even though they didn't do it.
Ooh.
So it's the story of the Central Park Five. And that came out today, When They See Us, and I've heard it's awesome. So okay. That's something that you should probably keep your eyes on.
All right.
Black Mirror returns on June 5th. I believe Miley Cyrus is in it.
Really?
That's a show I know you've watched. I mentioned that's, Big Little Lies.
Black Mirror is really good. It's the one that has unrelated episodes, right?
Yeah.
And it's like kind of haunting. I don't know, how would you describe it? It's like haunting sci-fi and stuff like that.
Yeah, futuristic.
Yeah. And it's really well done. Like, it's mindbender stuff you would never anticipate coming. You know, like, if you like shows where you're constantly surprised and you couldn't predict anything about what was about to happen, that's kind of what that is.
Now, I do want to ask you this real quick. The sports part of this. You watched the Bash Brothers?
I did.
Andy Samberg.
So funny.
Mark McGuire, Jose Canseco story.
Yes.
A 30-minute visual poem.
I'm Jose!
And I'm Mark.
I'm Mark. So good.
Shippy, did you ever watch that?
I haven't watched it
yet. Dang it, Shippy. It's only 25 minutes.
I know.
It's so good. When it was over, I was like, this went by so fast.
Yeah.
I want more. It's like 8 music videos, basically.
I was watching it, and my kids kept walking through. My wife goes, you should probably watch this like when they're asleep. There's definitely some edgy stuff. It's just so random. The idea that the Bash Brothers... Why did anyone make new content about the freaking Bash Brothers? And they're wearing their A's uniforms, and they're just skinny white dudes. They're not really dressed. I mean, they have wigs on, and that's it. And they're going around, and they're in their uniforms at all time, and Mark McGuire is a stiff, and Jose is a big old personality. And they're just macking chicks and talking about roids and lifting weights and lifting humans.
Lifting audacious babes.
God.
That's one of the great songs on there. I like that the my physical witness. No, wait. He'll be my witness. The greatest aphrodisiac is physical fitness. I mean, it's just greatness. It's called The Bash Brothers. It's 25 minutes. And maybe we'll talk about some other TV shows next week. Also, the season finale of Chernobyl is Monday. Did you watch Chernobyl yet,
okay.
Ben, HBO?
I haven't watched it yet. I've seen a lot of good support for it. Is it worth my time?
It's worth your time.
Okay.
I know you guys and Skin lived through that. But
I barely remember it. I just know it's a nuclear reactor.
It's like a horror. It's like a horror film, sort of. Though.
Mm-hmm.
This episode 5, the final episode, is on Monday on HBO. So Monday. Yeah.
And it is. I mean,
it's really good.
Really,
it's really good.
Okay. I'm gonna, like I said, I'll take your word for it. Anything else?
It's slow paced though. You know.
Okay.
So you got to be ready to strap in.
When does it pick up?
Episode 1's great. Episode 2, it brings it back down.
Yep.
And then it starts to ramp back up again.
Okay. All right, so skip episode 2. Yeah. I hear you loud and clear.
Radiation's a killer, man.